Let's bring this shit together, okay? Previously on Forehead Fable. Fuck. Previously on Die of Laughter.
Previously on Die of Laughter. Amongst a mixing of memories, where once you found yourselves amid the mind of a troubled young wood elf, you now find yourselves swirling and drifting again across a timeless yet ever-changing landscape. Drifting dreamily through, as the thoughts and emotions that had all felt so real but moments ago faded softly. And as those feelings fade, so too do the lights and sights around you, dimming peacefully, softer and softer, as you feel yourself comfortably sitting on what feels like the edge of sleep. It was then you awoke with a gasp, startled by a cacophonous crash as a large and malevolent goblin named Bob came kicking in the door. Dissatisfied with the initial shock it placed in Bob, Bob came back a second time before grabbing Bob out of bed by the scruff of his neck for a pep talk. It was during this talk that Bob told Bob he was going to massacre Tiny Tinky today at the big annual junior wrestling semifinals, that there was to be a big-time talent scout at the match, and that this was Bob's chance to finally make it into the major leagues. Bob tried to resist, but Bob had a threat or trick for every retort, and eventually was able to persuade Bob into believing that it was all for show, that being a villain was simply going to be his wrestling persona, and that it was a big joke to everyone, and they were in on it. That all Bob needed to do was pretend, and that Tiny Tinky was honored to lose this match, so that Bob could become a star. Bob brought up that Bob was injured by Tiny Tinky's father, but said it had nothing to do with that. That again, Tiny Tinky and his family were already paid, and that all that was left was for Bob to perform. Between this, we somehow were brought into Tiny Tinky's memories, charming and adoring. Tiny Tinky awoke to the complete opposite of Bob, the soft greeting of concerned parents, and a full morning cereal commercial level of breakfast. Concerned about the match tonight, the annual junior wrestling semifinals, Tiny Tinky's parents attempted to convince Tiny Tinky to withdraw from the fight, voicing their worries with all the love and empathy that Bob and Gob lacked during Bob's pep talk. Tiny Tinky, however, was unwavering, convinced that his lack of size would be offset by his strength of spirit. The guilt of saving a child still bearing down on him, it was clear that he still felt the need to prove himself. His parents, however, provided additional information that not only did the fight not have a talent scout, but that the drowning child, in reference, may have actually just been someone with a life vest on and a bathtub. Unable to get their son to back down, Mother Brian and Father Sam brought out a dazzling silver sequin outfit that they had been up all night making for his big match. As Average Eric joined, the family embraced. Meanwhile, Tiny Tinky wasn't the only one gearing up, and in a dark and ominous forge room, Bob was donned in his battle gear, as Bob lashed venomous words from his tongue, whipping Bob into a frenzy. As his bloodlust was brewing, our vision faded, and after a camera flip into a dolly zoom, we found ourselves gliding in from overhead at the wrestling ring above ground. In the corner, Bob continued to push Bob towards brutality, again feigning that there was a big-time talent scout hiding within the crowd. By manipulating and belittling Bob into submission, another match was lost before the other had ever begun. Nerves and vision struck Bob until he threw up, prompting Gobbledygob to shove bird crap into a cup before feeding it to Bob. As a final push, Bob loaded a strain of some of the most aggressive goblin gas, and risking an erection instead, blew a kiss of smoke into Bob, as it isn't technically against the rules if ingested as such. Throwing down the final straw, Bob produced a fake photograph of Tiny Tinky making out with Bob's crush, Tiny Tinky's mom, shattering what little sense remained in Bob's mind. Igniting the explosive concoction of goblin rage gas and a lifetime of abuse, Bob burst into a fanatical frenzy of savagery. Across the ring in the opposite corner, Tiny Tinky's parents, witnessing what was transpiring from the other side, continued to plead with Tiny Tinky to withdraw from the match, their parental neck hairs standing in unison, alarmed and alert to something horrible moments away. But before Tiny Tinky had a chance to reassure them, Bob double fist punched through Papa Sam, breaking him over his knee, ripping him in half, before turning and reaching for Mama Brian's throat, crushing it like a paper cup in his clutches. Bob then broke Tiny Tinky's leg, giving him a compound fracture, before dragging him by the other leg to the center of the ring. tearful Tiny Tinky pleaded for his life with Pob to battle against the lies of Bob and even admitted his darkest secret, that he hadn't saved that kid as best as he could have. He warned Pob of the cliff of regret that he stood upon the precipice of, but amidst the fog of drugs, violence, and teen angst, Pob couldn't find his way. Tiny whistled, as he was known for, and a swarm of woodland creatures poured in to his aid, attempting to heal Tiny of his mortal wounds. Gobbledygob, who secretly wanted to be a veterinarian, found himself frozen in conflict, unable to attack the animals, as Pob ran around smashing them as fast as he could. As the bell sounded, and the opponents returned to their corners, Bob continued to pour poison into Pob's ears, signaling that it was nearing time for him to finish the job come round three. As Tiny Tinky was dragged to his corner, a trail of blood behind him, he gasped and begged for Pob to remember the goblin code. But nothing could pierce the veil that was draped as thick as his metal faceplate in front of Pob's face. Hallucinating it was already the third round and it had been a very close match, Pob decided there was no other option left than to throw the absolute ultimate obliterator special attack move. Grabbing the ropes, Bob did a double bounce pull down, a widely known banned move, slingshotting Pob high into the air, illegally high. Soaring high above the ring, Pob tucked into a five-star frog splash, a move not unlike what he would land in with Baby Duke back at the Triple X Saloon. However, the outcome this time was very different. And as Pob landed, Tiny's body burst, showering pieces of the former hero boy in every direction. The impact was such...
This is a nine-year-old child.
Was he even nine?
Yes. Okay. Hero boy. And the impact was
like
such...
34 in it or something.
That it even sent a psychic shockwave of sorrow throughout the area, as a rain of red painted the ring. Screams of horror and confusion tore through the crowd as gas escaped Tiny Tinky's lips one last time. Why? Returning to his corner, Pob dove towards Bob in an attempt to strangle him, only to land in an embrace. Bob praised his new pet, feeling that the transformation was now complete. Pob would be his to control, and through him he would win money and power. The money and power that he felt he was denied so many years ago. Lingering rage still courses through your veins, drumming hatred into your heart. You feel the tepid warmth of another's blood across your body, beginning to cool as the sun sets. A fat hand covered in rings pats at your back gleefully as you look down at the mess of what was once a body, a son, a brother, a friend. As you clutch the vial newly tied around your neck, you close your eyes and draw a deep breath in an attempt to steady yourself. Your muscles tingle and goosebump as your eyes draw near to tears. Thump, thump. The anger pulses from within and clears your mind of such weak emotion. Thump, thump, you feel again, but growing more distant. You try to open your eyes, but find you have no eyes to open. You try to draw breath again, only to discover you have no lungs to draw them with. In fact, what is breathing? And what was that sound, you wonder, as the drumming grows more and more distant? You feel all sense of time disconnect, and in fact, every sensation you seem to have disconnects. You float along through strange and vibrant spaces, yet at the same time feel you are the spaces themselves. You lose yourself in being nothing and everything. And then, all at once, you feel a sharp pull from behind, which is especially startling given that you had forgotten what having a behind was entirely. As you trip backwards, sensations of every sort come crashing back together. An overload of every experience spirals its way into your psyche, drilling deep, and then, like a corkscrew, draws you up and forward with great force and speed. Achoo! Hey there. How about you keep that sneezing for later, the voice says.
What?
I thought that was a real sneeze. You fooled me.
That was I was confused as well.
I'd like to point out that you said, come round three. And that was funny.
Yeah, how about that intro, guys? Holy shit. Yeah.
Come round three is exactly where I started.
This was actually a... You know, it hits basically every emotion on the spectrum because it is that kind
I'm on
of
the
just,
spectrum.
You know.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say
but
that.
Ultimately, you know, there is comedy. You know, there. So in
comedy.
You gotta read between the lines, but there's comedy.
Round three.
And you said, like, searching for strange or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said something about strange, and that got me a little horny.
So first off, while we're right here. Brian, have you provided them with any kind of information?
Oh, no. You can send them. Yours is nicer looking, so you just send them. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I remember when I was doing my flashback, Brian going, what, we don't even get a sheet or nothing before it starts recording? Where's my sheet?
Yeah, I want a character
sheet. Coming. I
want character motivations.
I want sheet on the bed, you son of a bitch.
Sorry,
I want intentions.
I did you dirty.
I want.
You got three lines. You got three lines.
Three lines? I'm not. Like, this is going to be the improv challenge of the
life. I was about to say, for if the only dialogue I get is three lines, I'm going to do some Shakespearean shit with it. It's going to be
Send them their character descriptions.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was sitting there like, oh my, am I, is
this is you? You're
I thought I
this
had like
one.
A Windows
Poop?
Vista
You're
buffering
Harlow.
Thing, and it's that blue thing behind you, Poop.
Oh, the
I thought that was my cursor buffering.
It's my, it's
like
my
doing
air
loading.
Cleaner peeking in to the room. Oh, I also have that same like thing on this, so they kind of look related.
On,
they do, yeah.
Where's my fucking? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, where's my sheet?
Harlow,
this is bullshit.
Hold on.
Wait, is this me or Sam?
Harlow, was this 30 Days a Night?
Harlow is who?
What is this? Jack Harlow from Kentucky? Oh, he's 40.
Yeah, you're that guy. And then, Sam, this one's a big one for you.
Self-conscious and paranoid. I can't play this. Unable to interact with people. Relies on JB for his people skills.
Yeah, right. Ironic. 4 foot.
Cross-eyed.
Yeah, that's important. That's actually a key plot line to him.
Self-conscious, paranoid.
That's not you. Shut up. You're not reading that one. This is you.
Oh, I can't read it.
Shut up.
This is you.
I'm Harlow.
You're Norman the Giant, and you're a 4'1" gnome.
It's like Biggie Smalls.
I forgot to put that. I tried to put that in there, and then you wear goggles, and you're an old classmate. That's about all you got. And all you're here for like a business. Motivation.
Wait. Character for Jet Cheetah?
That's an awesome name. That's Poop. Yeah. That's Bizzle. That's Bizzle. He's Jet Cheetah.
Sorry.
No. Poop.
That's Harlow. Can his name be
Harlow? Harlow Norman. Cool names, but Jet Cheetah kind of takes the cake.
Yeah. Well, Harlow.
I also didn't have a character.
We got pictures of this guy. Show him pictures.
Will you post them?
You have
them. I got them.
All right. Here's some mock-ups of Jet Cheetah.
I helped you get there. These are yours.
Here's some mock-ups of what Jet Cheetah looks like, by the way, in case you're wondering.
What about, you got the Norm one?
Exactly what I was thinking. That is badass.
Jet motherfucking Cheetah, he's a Chad.
Kind of looks like Nightwolf from Mortal Kombat mixed
That's
with
That's probably
Brad
where
Pitt.
It comes from.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck him. I'm fucking Jet Cheetah.
You don't get
each one of these pictures gets more fucked.
Oh, that's Norman
you.
The
this
Giant.
This is Norman the Giant right here. This is you.
Does
your
Norman
guy.
The Giant have a chance with Jet Cheetah?
Yeah,
I mean, you're pretty good as a tinkerer. You're wearing yellow, like the
Harlow.
Top one of this. But yeah,
Harlow.
Okay. Harlow, is he handsome?
Yeah, he's dumb.
He's like a used car salesman meets wizard.
We only have
so
one picture.
So he could have
for
sex with Jet Cheetah?
This is what Harlow looks
he
like.
He looks a little... He looks sleazy, but...
There you go.
Oh.
you know.
He's got jaundice, too. I don't know.
He's the type who can grease wheels. The thing I think that... And I don't want to explain it for you, but that Brian was telling me about him was like he's too self-conscious because of his lazy eye that he uses magic to fix.
Unrelated. But think of that guy from the new Game of Thrones series, the one with the fucking limp. That kind of style, you know?
Because he is like skilled, you said, but he lacks the confidence, which is why he's working with Jerry Beetleman.
That guy
right?
gets to look at the queen's feet. Do I get something like that?
You got magic. You got wizardry, right? Or something.
Just look at those hot feet. Okay.
Or what is considered magic, I guess, right?
What's the gist of why you guys are here? Or do you want to just read your fluff?
What fluff? The first scene?
The vault?
Scene?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got us into your memory.
Dude. Oh, I'm not ready
We're
for
in
this
your memory
so
now.
Long. Okay, here we go. All right, scene one. Sorry. Did you send them the picture? Did you send them the text?
Remember when Brian interrupted Sam's? Yeah.
That's fine. I don't, dude, the difference is I don't stop.
I'm going to rise above.
I don't fucking stop.
You guys, if you want to screw Brian, I was going to say just let him go because I'm curious. I believe in my boy.
Yeah,
I believe in you, Ryan.
100,000 people are going to listen to this.
tens of people to Cuber69, who said Brian was going to have no backstory. Suck eggs.
See, Poo.
Yeah. I heard this episode's going to have a million listeners.
Yeah, Bizzle, you overhype this. You're making it worse. A million listeners. This, like, back to.
This is going to be. I'm gonna push this on every video going forward for the next year.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. All right. This takes place in a. Okay. I didn't name this. So
on,
I can.
On. This is my pronunciation.
Right?
This is Brian's narration, right?
This is my narration. Yeah.
All right.
But you guys have the notes. You have the notes too, right?
So I'm going to listen to you.
This has like the more articulated version of what I'm about to explain.
You're losing me and Poob, dude. You're losing.
I was checking my hands for strange.
All right. It's 10:30. We gotta go to bed soon. All right. Let's get this over with. All right, fellas. All right. It takes place in the vault of Cerulius. All right, located in, if you're wondering what town this is, it's located in Drytopia. It's a desert county in the east. All right.
What county?
Drytopia. Original. Oh, from, what was this county name? I forgot the name. Hold on, let me go look for it. Drytopia and where? It was like Thirstville, I think it was. God rest his soul.
County.
It was in Thirst County. It was in Thirst County. I need to stop drinking this. There's alcohol in this. All right. Anyways. So it takes place in a vault in Cerulius. This vault is like, it's not like a bank. It's like a P.O. box type shit. It's walls up to the sky in P.O. boxes. They got lots of valuable shit in here, right? And we're in here to fucking rob some rocks. You know what I mean?
Geology.
Magic. No. These are like magic powerful rocks, all right? According to what I've heard from Harlow. This is perfect for you, Harlow.
Does he have a voice?
You can be whatever voice you want, man. I don't give a shit.
Hello there.
you can talk like that. It's fine. It's perfect.
I like that because it's so kind that it's unsettling.
He is a kind.
You trick me. Yeah.
Right. I'm 40.
I'm 40 years old, God, but dude. I love magic tricks. Amazing. that's perfect. Okay. And then so now we're all lock picking away, and the scene starts there. We're in there looking for the stuff. That's the scene. Go ahead, take it away.
Wait, we're criminals?
Hold on.
I have my lock pick in, and I turn, I go, are we the bad guys? Yeah. Like, what the hell?
For everybody, the character's sake, because I know you know. What is the reason or intent of being in this vault?
Character motivations, Brian. Yeah, what are we doing?
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm here to get these rocks. What's the next question?
Who was it that told you they needed the rocks?
Arlo told me about the rocks. It's for my new invention. Okay, I forgot so that you guys are not in the ticket. What's that? No.
Kind of like the leader.
Who?
Me.
No, you're not the leader. You're like the.
Well, I told you
like
about
the,
it.
You're the sleazy little business guy. You're a business guy.
You're kind of like. You're kind of the brains
what
in the sense.
Do I have?
You are the brains.
What because kill moves?
I'd be like Danny Ocean. You'd be like the. I don't know.
Frank Ocean. Correct me if I'm
Frank,
wrong.
I'd be
there,
like Frank Ocean.
That you're. Harlow knows that these stones have power, right? Or something? And then you want to use that power for an invention?
Oh yeah, I want to make that's oh fuck, dude, I forget.
Sounds
you guys
like
are
hex
you guys
tech.
Are in the
no,
you guys
hey,
are in the dark. I, you guys are in the dark for this. Yeah. We've been talking about this over and over again. Yeah, so I need these rocks to harness the power of magic for my next technology. that's what it's for. Sam, he's picking up. He's picking up.
Jerry needs to get his rocks off for
you
hex
need to remember,
tech.
Brian, that the audience and me and Poob have not been a part
of
your planning sessions that you've been doing for 2 days.
I forget about that.
Brian, just tag out real quick.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
No. So I would like to make it clear, Brian, these are Brian's ideas, and yes, these are my words.
Here's a disclaimer.
No. give my man a little credit.
Yeah.
It makes it worse.
Location.
What? This is like a tire
location.
Fire.
Location.
What location?
Location. The Vault of Cerulius. Cerulea, of course, being a rundown city block within the greater Drytopia area within Thirst County. The Vault of Cerulius is not so much a bank as it is a place for storing and safekeeping goods in an area not well known for its safety. Here we find four individuals up to what appears to be no good. Surrounded by the darkness of the night, a faint glow glimmers from under the vault door as hushed and excited murmurs spill softly.
Brian had access to this and he just wasn't gonna read it.
Even in this kind of
full writing, this is like set. This is like a scene.
Because
this is what we needed.
Well,
thank you.
We talked about it.
Even in
but he wrote
rundown
it. I didn't
want to
write.
Area,
this like feels like plagiarism.
A building like the Vault of Cerulius still draws power from the city source. And the overhead lights are on. Glimmering in the distant light, towering walls loom, each of varying shape and size, slotted by the hundreds. A ladder would be needed to reach the utmost levels, but here on the ground floor is where the action is.
I need a ladder for the forest level, huh?
As the four figures shuffle with haste, attempting to open the locked boxes along the wall, we enter the scene.
Nice introduction.
What's different? What is different other than the fact that he described?
I just want to say for the audience, by the way, we got on and we did a little bit of background work. You know, a little bit of like everybody was configuring profiles. This is Brian's big night. This is his scene. He starts immediately pouring shots and smoking up a storm like a cartoon character trying to get fucked up.
That's the sign of anxiety and going like, I'm going to get obliterated, so I can't remember if it turned out good or bad. But
then Brian's like winging it. And Biz was like, let me take over. I have this.
Okay, yeah, it was written. That's why we wrote it down.
I know you have this. You just got to just be okay. Just like go with what you made because you made this.
I'm a very bad explainer of things. But I got the important bits.
You said we were in a vault.
Yeah, you said you're Norman.
The important parts were covered. The important parts were covered. Magic rocks, a vault, and we were looting it. Why do you need it? What do you need? Yep. It's my dream.
Well,
it's not your dream.
You
why start
the
care?
Theater of the mind is having budget cuts. No explanation.
First the dice came, now the theater of the mind. Guys, we don't have much left to cut. Right.
Yeah, the budget is so low.
It's been thin, boys.
The one podcast
the next
without
laughter,
exposition.
Brought to you by Morse Code.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, this is a theater of mind I can get behind.
Cut this all out.
There's nothing there.
So, we're here. You're in the Vault of Cerulius. Things are tense. Yeah. You're searching through hurriedly through these lockboxes. You're not exactly sure, but Harlow seems to know what it is. They're all Zybrex locks, which JB is most familiar with, and it's almost no trouble.
Episodes.
It's almost no trouble for him to access any of these. All it takes is each of you to try to guess and find, like, you know, if I was whatever Harlow was looking for, where would I be? And if anything, Harlow would know the shape, size, dimensions, what you're looking for, but who knows? They could put it in a big box or a little one. The biggest piece of information you have is that JB knows the greatest goods are stored down below.
And we're doing a kind of...
We're just looking around, man. It's just,
We're definitely where you shouldn't be.
Okay. What's that movie?
It's a heist mission.
What's that movie?
It's not a break-in.
Ocean's 11.
No. We're Mr. Yellow, Mr. Red. What's that movie with the diamonds?
Oh, Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs.
Did you include that?
You pasted it. I think we're right.
No,
we're
it just
Mr.
says
Ray
my
Ray.
Name's
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Blue,
that's
and you're
the,
Mr.
That's the code names for the
exactly.
fucking for the.
So as for this heist, you guys will refer to each other as like Sam is Mr. Yellow, Pooh is Mr. Blue, and
even though
Brian,
we know each other,
I'm Mr. Something. I can't remember the song. Okay, I want to pull Mr. Yellow aside for a quick talk.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Blue? What's going on?
I think this guy's fucking losing it, dude. I think we should beat the shit out of him and kill him.
Nah, dude, he's locking... Okay, first of all, this is my homie. Like, I read my...
Is he...
two lines of character sheets yeah, to describe my best friend. It's this right here.
What are you talking best about friend. Over there?
Hey, JB, what? This guy wants to fucking beat you up.
I'm joking.
Mr. Blue kill him. With the lazy eye. Hey,
So Norman, Norman is a very, very adept school friend, but Norman isn't an idea man.
He's just a school friend.
You know, he's almost like a savant when it comes to mechanics, but he can't do it without an idea in front of him, so he's reliant on JB.
No, I go, hey, Norman, here's an idea. Don't rat on me, you little bastard, or I'll kill you, okay?
Why I'll you find a way to implement this. Tinker go this. Back to your Rubik's Cube. Yeah, throw me a Rubik's Cube. It'll keep me busy.
And then I go cross-eyed, and I go, doi. Because I read my character sheet, he's got a lazy eye.
He's got a lazy eye, yeah.
No, it's just not. It's normally normal.
And go, doi.
Yeah, I've kind of got a little.
No, it's a normal eye. You have a lazy eye, but you use magic to keep your eye normal.
Oh, so no one else knows. Okay.
No, but yeah. I'm using and then my full when power. When you cast magic, you do this so you can cover your lazy eye because it gets all fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a limitation that you have. Yeah. It's at depth. Then I ran out of ship for Sam, so you got nothing.
Okay, anyways, yeah, we're just picking locks or something, right?
Wait, hold on. First of all, you call me fucking Mr. Red when we're in this goddamn building, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, you fucking idiot.
Mr. Red, I'm sorry.
Mr. Red, no names, no first names. You seem to have the most practical, abilities here with the whole, like, you seem to know what we're doing.
It's implied.
Is this a place where, like, are there guards that might come in here and kick our ass?
Of course there are guards in here. Why else would we be sneaking and using alias names? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I thought maybe we were just having fun.
Yeah, we're not having fun. We're here for business. What do you...
Call me Yellow.
Yellow?
I'm going to call him Blue.
Yeah, you got
Blue. I thought it was just like a little boy game, you know?
No.
Boys night out. We'll call each other colors.
This is serious shit. Okay. You need to fucking start looking.
I get a weird tug from my subconscious.
I go... Let me check my pockets. Yeah. What do I got? Do I got anything crazy in here?
You're broke as shit. You got nothing but a lockpick.
I got nothing.
You got one lockpick, and it's used to open these Zybrexes.
You guys got to keep it down, or you're going to get us busted.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
That's JC. That's Jet Cheetah.
Jet Cheetah just showed up out of the blue.
Jet Cheetah does not get annoyed often, but when he does.
Cheetah goes back and starts kind of fiddling with one of the locks.
Hey, Jet Cheetah, what's up?
Jet Cheetah. Don't talk to Jet Cheetah. Focus on your work.
Everybody, don't embarrass me.
He gives you a very cool nod.
I go, Jet Cheetah, you know, this is actually my plan.
And then, you know what? I run up and I shoulder Mr. Blue a little bit, and he loses his ability to like
one
keep
foot
his magic. You break his concentration.
I break his concentration. His eye gets lazy, and Jet Cheetah sees it.
Then
he
roll
and he goes,
for it. Oh, roll for it, bitch.
Oh, gross. Your eye got all fucking gross.
Let's roll a post.
He screams
D20.
And covers his eye and runs out. He runs out of the room.
Let's roll a pose, and if you win, my eye gets wonky, and if I win, I choke you to death, and you're dead.
Okay, I'll take those fucking odds. I don't. All right, Brian, you're seeing over this. This is your DM sesh.
Oh, yeah, wait, Brian,
do I get strangled to death?
No, not strangled to death.
I make him slightly embarrassed.
What about? There's got to be something for you to happen, realistic, if you fail. Maybe I
look like a fool. I miss and I just hit the lockers and make a lot of noise. And Jet Cheetah goes, "You idiot! I hate you."
I want Jet Cheetah to think you're ugly if you fail.
I would hope that you don't make a lot of noise.
He gets the ick.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
roll for this.
Best case scenario: we break concentration. His eye gets lazy for a second. Off chance that Jet Cheetah sees it and goes, "What the hell?" He's probably a very open guy, so he'd be like, "Oh, you have a lazy eye. That's cool."
Can I just do this?
You don't make assumptions of Jet Cheetah.
And then
right?
I don't
know
look
this
at
guy,
it,
right?
And I just slap it down on my palm.
Okay.
What is that?
That is an 11.
Oh, 11. Hold on.
All right. Yellow.
Wait. I thought it was an 11, too. Oh! Ugly! You're ugly! You try to shoulder check me, and I do a
he just side
I do that thing
it.
Where I flip you over my hip, and I go.
I thought you were just gonna get on all fours really quick, and I was gonna whoop like you over you into
well,
a
you're
fucking
four
wall.
Feet tall. You would
it's
just hit
like
my
a
side
human gnome flipping or a human flipping a gnome. So.
Well, actually, I about I pick you up. I go, whoa, little guy, you almost bumped into me, and then I I when I'm holding you, I'm like, oh, for some reason I want to put you on my chest. Like there's some deep subconscious desire to strap you to myself. I put you down. I go, hey Jet, did you see the hat? Hey Jet, look at him.
And Jet looks over and almost lowers his sunglasses.
Whoa.
Gives you like a half thumbs up. And then Fonzie hits one of the lockers and it opens.
And I run over there. Are there the rocks in it?
When you look inside, it is filled with money.
Oh. Can I go in for a kiss?
Stacks. There's gold, like, just tons of gold.
Red, blue, why is Jet Cheetah still called by his first and last name?
Jet Cheetah
doesn't give a fuck. He lives off the grid.
Jet Cheetah looks over at you and just sighs in a pitying manner. You know,
he doesn't get us, Jet. That little freak doesn't get us. And I take the money and go, I'm going to leave this.
He puts his shades back on. You see him digging through the money like it has no value. He's still looking for whatever Harlow wants, I guess.
I'm going to send this to my friend Pop Goblin. We're friends, so I'm going to mail this to him.
This wand.
And now his character will have it. Yeah, look at all this money. Yeah.
So Harlow takes some of the money. Yeah. And you're still just surrounded by these boxes. You guys have opened some of them, but
too many.
Just,
I give up.
There's so many.
Yeah, let's
there's
go
too
home.
Many. There's no way to search them all.
Is there? Can I build some sort of gizmo to detect rocks?
You potentially could have something like that.
I theorize could use a gizmometer.
I did a pat down, and I was told my fucking pockets are
fucking
empty.
You're broke. You got God.
I don't have
what's
gizmo
makings. What's in your bag, though?
Oh, but you could just.
I don't know. Oh, rock gizmo.
Oh my God.
I forgot I have my rock finder.
Wait, but you haven't configured it right. And I go over there and I go, ear, ear, ear. Oh, now it's perfectly tuned to the rocks only I know about. Me.
So you know
Harlow.
That it can. You
Mr.
have a device that can detect these things?
Yeah, me. Harlow.
Right on
the rocks.
Right on security footage and his voice.
So, Mr. Yellow. OC here. Norman has a device for detecting these rocks that you've created.
Who's Norman?
That's excuse me, Mr. Yellow. That's why I said OC. We're like out of character. I'm talking to Sam, addressing his character.
Yeah,
just call him Sam.
No, I was kidding.
That'd be cool. You're a tinkerer and you're from the same academy as JB, and you're both classmates from it.
Hey, what academy is that?
So JB's running this, and he has the capability of lock picking, and I have the capability of making a rock finder.
I mean, that's a pretty good combo.
I kind of feel like you're the main character.
You find it.
I feel like mine's way more complicated.
Keep in mind, I'm a wizard with the ability to keep my wonky eyes straight.
That Norman is a master of doing technical things and creating things by himself, but when it comes to being able to apply it, there's so much anxiety and things like that without the leadership or guidance of a group. So by being in this group, Norman feels very insulated. And the whole reason you are with JB is because you are incredible at your craft. You're just, you're not a businessman. You're terrible at marketing. You're bad with people. And Harlow, in a similar sense, due to being so self-conscious, falls in a kind of similar reign. But both of you know that you can count on JB. And both of you have your reasons for kind of using him.
I think we work together, we can make a
you
great
team. You don't know
team.
The people I know. You
I'm
can't.
Ideas,
you would sell
you're...
nobody.
Are you self-conscious?
JB, I'm too self-conscious. Will you tell me what to do?
Keep looking, dumbass.
Okay.
Look for another box.
To be fair, Harlow is the one, again, unless I'm wrong, JB is reliant on Harlow because Harlow is the one who knows how to harness this power, yes. Which to JB is more or less just mysterious.
I'm kind of like the Heimerdinger from Arcane.
I mean, you were convincing enough to get him to rob a place, which isn't something he normally would do. It's not something he wouldn't do because he's here, but...
But I'm not the leader?
It's a bit of an extreme thing. In your mind, you very much are the leader.
I'm like the nerd guy from National
leader.
Treasure.
It's like a partnership.
It's
like
more I'm like Riley from National Treasure.
Harlow is very much... I would say he's the brains in the sense that you know what you want to make, but to make it, you need the man with the power. And right now, you know how to do this.
Delegate. That's your job. Okay. Sit back and be like, find me those rocks. I know they're here. Search every box.
Yeah, I don't want to search. I'm old.
You know how to build the factory, basically. Like, you know how to manufacture the idea that JB has.
You're the egghead.
You're telling him you'll do it, but he's got to help you get this.
And to do this, I get to use the device whenever I want.
Yeah, that's fair. Finder? That's honestly or fair.
The
that's fair.
The real made. Device. Okay.
That's
we're
absolutely
make.
Fair. You can use it whenever.
But I think it's fair to say that Norman would have some kind of rock finder detector.
Oh, that's pretty convenient.
It's just guys, you're totally trying to find rocks.
very special.
I forgot to. I forgot to
rock.
Mention that I have my special rock finder.
He's an ordinary rock.
Should Norman have like a German accent or something? He seems like he would be like kind of.
I don't think
we can. Rock.
Yeah,
this is your. This is your character. Yeah. Is that if you feel like you could hold that for the whole thing? Because by the way, the characters don't change. If you could hold that for the whole thing, then yeah.
Characters don't change. I have to be this guy the whole goddamn time.
You're this
time.
Fucking asshole with the lazy eye the whole time.
God damn it!
You're gonna. Enjoy
you know what,
it.
Jerry? If we make it through this, I'll give you my sex donkey that I have sex with all the time. You can have it as your beloved pet.
I don't take no hand-me-downs.
You're a powerful but sneaky wizard. You're like a used car salesman wizard, you know?
You guys want to buy a car?
Yeah, you're a little bit slimy.
You're
yeah.
a salesman.
You guys want to buy my sex donkey car?
I think it's very literally. I'll sell you my sex donkey car. Watch out, I got slime on it.
What the fuck?
So you've pilfered through the money and ignored most of it, and it seems that... Jet continues kind of searching along the walls and just kind of feeling around. What are you doing, Norm?
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. I have my
any
little
hits?
Rock
did you get any,
special
did you get
rock
any,
finder.
Any rock hits?
I, you know what? I programmed this thing to do a series of beeps, and I don't know what the beeps mean.
Give me a roll. Just give me a d20.
Yeah, roll that shit.
Oh, okay. Boop, boop. Boop. I'll continue doing
actually,
that.
Good noise. You could even do a D6 if you wanted.
D6.
But the D20 is loaded in here.
Yeah, no, unload
yeah,
that
but
shit.
We only came reload. Up with so many box ideas.
Okay, fuck. All right.
You could do the D20 if it's more.
No, okay, wait, D6.
Now it's too late.
Is that the...
Actually,
it's the one that's a regular dice.
D3 in there?
D3?
No,
yeah,
D6.
What the... No, D6. Is that the regular square one?
It's your homie.
The one that goes to 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking idiot. Also, I love that the last video, one of the top comments was die of laughter. It's like dice. Oh my god, I get it. And there was like so many people who were like, whoa, wait, what?
You have to have wordplay.
I don't
care. Of a,
we
it's
even
mentioned
that.
Doodle. You have to.
About that. Hey, it took me 8 episodes to learn how to edit these. If it took people 8 episodes to get that the title was a pun and not as dumb, but also dumber than what they thought. That's perfect. That's fine.
You let us down, viewer. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
God.
Thought you were, we wrote these and performed these with the knowledge that you guys were smart.
Yeah.
Smart. We've
that's
been
probably
putting
where they're
in
going over
many,
your head.
Put a lot of credit
that,
that's,
so much subtext and stuff
that
and all these
sucks for
episodes.
The viewer because when Poob pointed at me, I felt that shit. Did you honestly just get a 6, my dude?
Yeah. You see that? Right there.
You open the vault and it explodes and everyone dies. And
I jump over the bomb. I'm a hero salesman.
No, it's box 6 was a Capital One credit card, actually. That's what was
oh my god. Use Papa Cobe. What, you don't want me to have money?
it's
group world building.
Break.
Wow, it's Harlow's big. It's his retirement.
Player hating.
Okay.
So 6, you said.
Yeah.
Shit, we had everything but 6.
So as you open the box, a strange kind of sludge pours out from it. And I need you to give me a d20 roll.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, guys, with my rock finder, I found a box. I think it's this one right here.
You opened
it. Oh, sludge is coming out of it. Oh, my God.
All right, now let's wait and see what that does to you. Depending on his next move, it could be drastic.
I'm just sitting there in shock the whole time while I'm loading this. Oh, what's it going to do? Hold on.
It's slowly sludging towards me.
Yeah, we're getting all the dice switched up.
Oh, fuck. 9.
That is
so as
not
it comes
a 9.
Out, you notice,
sit out for the rest of the
it?
Session.
Oh.
You notice that the sludge has these kinds of sparkling orange flecks in it, which is unusual to you. It's like holding something that's coursing electricity, right? Like, you know, there's energy inside of whatever you're dealing with, but it's also very sticky and it comes out at a fairly quick rate, and you find yourself rather stuck in it. It's fairly dark aside from these orange flecks of light that sparkle from the overhead lighting. You try to pull yourself from it, but you're still a little bit stuck.
Wait, is it energy or inner G, you know?
A little bit of both. It's almost as though, like, when you're touching it, there's a sense of clarity about you. It's a weird kind of sensation.
Let me get some of that sludge.
I start taking some and I rub it on my face and forehead. My neck.
Yeah, and you're unable to immediately remove your arms out. You'll have to perform another strength check.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. Right. Like, it's so goopy.
It's tough gunk.
You don't feel at risk, but you just didn't expect it. And when you tried to pull away from it the way that you did, like, something's spilling on me. And now you're working your way through it, but you're still kind of...
Hell, it probably dies.
It's really stuck on your arms there.
Nice rolls, asshole. You're going to blow this whole thing for Brian.
You're fucking it up. You can't use the rock climber.
And Jet Cheetah notices you, and he comes over there.
Shit, Jet Cheetah.
And he does like a quick little...
Wait, keep in mind Jet thinks he's disgusting.
He does just a little chop on your arms, and they break free, and the sludge just kind of spills out the rest of the box.
His arms are broken.
And he goes back to another box, and he tilts the shades at you in a way that's so cool. And then he goes back, and he starts trying to work a lock. He's not very good at the Zybrex locks.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think he's
a I look at Harlow. I go, I think that guy's on the spectrum because he didn't say a word to me. Yeah. He just karate chopped and then messed with his spectacles and walked away. People criticize me for not being very social.
I think you might have to roll Bizzle for how cool it is.
No, I did roll.
Oh. He's a 12.
And Jet Cheetah notices you.
Something about the scorpion jacket. He's
not got a scorpion jacket. It is a cheetah print jacket. All right.
Okay.
Well, it's actually got a cheetah scorpion on it.
Cheetah scorpion on the back.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be horrifying. Run really fast, then bang, bang, get you with
this. Just stab you over and over again.
All right. Well, anyways, I go, hey, I got some goop on me. hey, Mr. Red, what you doing over there?
And you do feel very just.
Mr. Red's
and
drunk on the job.
Mr. Red is drunk and high as fuck. Yeah, Mr. Red, you asked me the goddamn boss of this shit. He's slumping off. He's slumping off on his own goddamn run.
Sorry.
Mr. Red, I shake him.
Sorry.
Cheetah guy that just karate chopped my arms and shattered them in three different places. Can you prop up Mr. Red and make sure he's awake and he's slumping against the walls? He needs a goddamn partner.
And as Jet's over there fiddling poorly with a lock, for all his cool, he doesn't have the skill, and he looks over and says, Mr. Red, a little help?
And I'm just like, go back to staring at the floor. No. All right, so I unlock it for him.
Put that down, buddy. You're not thirsty. Put that down.
All right.
And Jet steps aside so that you can open the vault box.
All right, I'm gonna open this box. What's in this box, Bizzle? Tell me.
And inside, it is an unusual kind of apparatus. It's about
the fleshlight.
It's smaller than that, but it's like a kind of
a tiny fleshlight.
It's a screwdriver, but the base of it seems to be built out of something for storing.
It's a dildo.
Like almost a battery.
Dick-do.
And it is empty. And it's in the shape essentially of
could we fill it?
A screwdriver. Could you fill it?
Screwdriver inside it.
Yes.
Does somebody have a double A? Because this thing is a cavity that needs filling.
But other than that,
I'm keeping it. I'm putting that in my pocket. It's mine now.
Okay, so you have a weird screwdriver. But other than that, the vault is empty.
All right, fucking. So who wants to look for another box?
I just thought about that. A cavity that needs filling. That's such a gross pickup line. Like, hey, maybe I'm a dentist because you got a cavity that needs filling. Ew.
And then she does, and you perform awesome dental work on her, and it establishes a cool working relationship.
Well, if she's got a cavity, she's a candy munching fat bitch.
Undesirable.
I've got a shit ton of cavities. I'm just joking. I got a sweet tooth. I regress to nothing.
Well, who hasn't looked in the for a box yet? I guess we all.
I guess I haven't.
By the way. But, hey, I know I'm not exactly the social butterfly of the group or anything, but
go ahead.
I still have my rock finding apparatus.
No, you're
which
stuck
I don't
in
think
sludge.
Was,
Wait,
I'm
no,
not
you're
stuck
not. You're
in, I got
right,
karate
then,
chopped out of it.
All right, then use your little scanner then.
And whatever it was you found certainly had like an element of power to it. It was strange, so your detection doesn't seem off. It just. Oh.
I want to check a box.
I mean, Harlow would know best if that's what you were looking for.
Let me look at it.
Harlow's been fairly nondescript with what you're looking for.
It's not Harlow. Magic rocks.
It is... Harlow, are these rocks mysteriously like sludge? Because I found some of that.
No.
Okay.
Let me see that doohickey.
Oh, yeah, here.
Bring it to me.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah.
No. Lay it at my feet. I am the leader of the group.
No, but I'm self-conscious. But I but the only way I can display it is by saying it. I'm zoned
out. With
your
lazy eye.
Sorry, guys. I'm, like, completely fucking tapped out of this mission already. Bring me the device that you got.
Yeah. I'm so self-conscious. The only thing that makes me comfortable is if people are in like a subservient position to me.
I'm sorry. It's just how I do it.
Yeah. I crawl on all fours holding up the rocket detector.
Oh,
here you go, Mr. Blue.
This is
very
good.
Small. It's about the size of an apple.
Oh, Mr. Blue.
But he held it up with both hands.
Yeah.
Really supplicating himself.
I pluck it and I go, this is all what all the fuss with Adam and Eve is about, huh? And Christianity's real in this world. And then I put it back
Which
in your
is
hand.
Which is an odd thing to shave because it's shaped nothing like an apple for being the size of it.
Just apple size.
I'm a Christian.
I look up and I go, did you just say all that because my rock finding apparatus, which looks like a walkie-talkie, happens to be roughly apple shaped as well.
I go, I'm founding a new religion. Take this away. I want to open a box. And I crawl on all fours to a box. Okay, what of what number?
You're a wizard, dude. You could float.
Oh, okay.
There.
I go, and I fly all the way up to the tallest box. And
to
I
the
grab,
tallest box.
Bang! I pull it out.
You form a cyclone and get whipped up into
I'm doing
it.
The,
and
like,
deposit
no, I'm
it
doing
down.
The Magneto like handhold while like I have a little saucer that lifts me up in the air and I fly up there.
And
they go, how are your iron levels?
The detector gives no indication that what you're grabbing has anything in it. Do you? I mean, you're welcome.
I'm not
to
using
pull
it.
It
I'm
open.
Just using flying magic to get around. Let me roll. Okay, I go, and I use my metal bending powers.
I bring one little.
Five.
And it's able to open. And as you open it, you notice that it's filled with nothing more than a bunch of junk, trinkets, and mostly dishware, probably from some sort of antique plate collection.
Is it China?
With a Y, yes.
Guys, so you actually some good stuff up here. And I grab it all and I float down with it in between my hands.
No, you do that thing where you have like a circle. You have it like going in a circle around you.
Avatar.
That way you
I've
can
got
like
all
throw
the,
them
got,
with your powers.
I've got like forks going one circle around me, plates another, and I'm like, ah! I fly down.
I'm the leader of this group.
I lower down to the ground.
Give me a.
Oh, before the awesome power.
Give me a D20.
Okay.
He's cross-eyed the whole time, though. He's
you know, Brian's guy really just got to fuck up Sam's dad, not have to roll at all, but let me see what I get here.
I got a 16.
What is
so
that?
I'm going to assume I can hold Hugh down.
Oh, we got
to
roll.
I don't think we have to roll if it's like, what would it... Would
it's
it
a dream change? Sequence.
But
well,
like, would Hugh then,
it's
like,
a, it's
beat
an evolving
the bullies
story.
If that is a... Whoa. it's rocking
three.
Around.
It was a fucking three. It was a three.
Yeah. How come he gets a goddamn wizard and I have to be an autistic little dwarf? That doesn't
Arlo makes.
So, he was supposed to be like a wizard that was like dog shit. And suddenly now he's like a level 1,000 sorcerer.
We're in your world and you're not talking. We get to be what we want.
It's an impressive display that begins to, you know, JB had been worried about where he had placed his faith, but seeing Harlow levitate with ease up there was kind of, you know, like, wow. But as Harlow was able to pull open the junk and dishware and drawers floating down to the bottom, he made it to the bottom safely, but the dishware, some of it lost its placement and tumbled crashing to the ground, and you hear the shatter kind of echo and reverberate throughout the towered walls.
Did I do that?
Okay. I go, wow, that was awesome. I'm going to keep using my mineral thing.
Yeah, but guys, we might have... What about bogeys?
Jet looks over, and he says, if we keep that up, the guards will hear us, so...
Federales.
Oh.
These guards suck.
I use the up and down button on the side, on the left side of my rock finder.
For extra rock finding.
I thought Pob had the rock finder. Down.
No, he never used it.
He literally looked at it, sent some bullshit, and then gave it back.
And you're definitely...
I gave this to you!
You're getting a reading from the rock finder.
Oh, is it like way up near like the ceiling? You said it's like whatever it way
is,
up in the sky.
Whatever it is that Harlow is after, it definitely is going off. And when the sludge came out, it was going off, but it was more of a like beep, 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 beep. Like if this was a Geiger counter, it would be detecting radiation, but it wouldn't be doing the full Madame Curie.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so yeah.
As you wave it around, there's definitely stronger scent. Like it's fairly accurate.
Wait. Can I hold you and fly around with you? Like,
the way over here, I figured I heard that you told me that the fucking things go all the way up to the ceiling. I crafted some jet boots.
No, why don't I carry you? I've got a weird urge that I want to carry you and hold you to my chest.
Yeah. Why not? You know, I'm socially inept, and I apparently just can't do anything cool either. Yeah, pick me up,
and
Mr.
I go,
Blue.
Yeah, I go, okay, I'll use my epic wizard power, and I... Boom, I force you into this. And
the
I go,
what's a this?
I don't know. You tell me. It's your background.
He puts me into a little force field.
I'm just doing like this, and you're in it doing this. And you're floating around and go like gyrating in semicircles with the counter. And I'm going, whoa, it's a big one.
I go, wait, JB, before we leave. And I reach out to you.
Who's JB?
Mr. Red, I reach out to you like this.
All right. I acknowledge your hand.
No, and then I do my hair with my fucking hand.
There you go.
And then we fly off.
Wait.
And I do double
get
fingers.
My fucking rocks.
And I go, hey, Mr. Red, how's the weather down there? I heard it's raining. And I spit a loogie on both of us. Hit him with them. And then I go, okay, come on, new friend. Let's see what adventure awaits. And we fly out of the building.
They left a clear story window open or a fucking skylight.
Oh, shit, I've
never
so.
Seen him again.
Within the vault room itself, there is no windows.
I can't stop, help!
It's a Willy Wonka thing. We're going there. They have a big fan on the ceiling. Yeah. We're going up
there. We both just. It's raining down there. Oh, shit! We hit the fan and explode.
What the. None of that happened, by the way. Fucking shit happened. That did not happen.
Before we do it, I used my Spider-Man webs to pull up Jay Cheetah into the fan, too.
Give me a roll.
None of that shit. What do you mean? Nothing short of a 20 will let that happen.
Come on, Lady Luck.
Anything else than that fucking, that's a dream. See, I need to use
a plate or something on.
Plate. Wow, if only we had dice
17.
Cam. Oh, wait, let's pair it up with this one. Come on.
All right, we have to add them together.
That's not that. Well, that's gonna be out of.
Wait, 17 plus 3, 20!
It's 20 out of 40. Fuck you.
But it's group storytelling.
You're attempting to float up. Unfortunately, the vault has no. The vault has no ceiling fan. Unfortunately,
that clusterfuck of nonsense that he just spun up.
Take that badass series of events.
There's no ceiling fan.
Equated to floating up.
There's no ceiling fan.
Oh. Magic it into existence. Yeah. Oh God, create our problem.
I mean, it's just not there in the vault.
He's a goddamn wizard. Make a ceiling fan.
It's getting a little hot in here. Wallakazoom! Oh shit! I made it right above us! And it's on suck mode! It's blowing air up!
Dude, coincidentally, my ceiling fan in my other room, I was like trying to sleep in there. I realized I have it on suck mode. And I was sitting there just like, I have it on high. It's 4 feet away. It's so fucking hot in here.
I can't breathe. It's sucking all the air out of my lungs. Dude, I'm sweating. This heated jacket's a nightmare,
take
dude.
Take it
I'm
off. Why do you still have it?
Because it's cool. Damn.
All right. So, anyways, yeah, we float up like 3 feet, yeah. And we find one that's just kind of like, yeah, we a little bit higher up.
Yeah.
And my thing's going like whoop whoop whoop. I have it on quiet mode. Whoop whoop whoop.
So this
whoop,
is towards whoop. Yeah, towards the sound of what you were detecting.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. You're at
yeah.
You're,
oh
you're
yeah
so
yeah I'm there
mad.
And I'm like, hey, I'm also like a super tinker and I'm just gonna lockpick this thing. This is a Zybrek. I know all about this lock.
I know and nothing.
I go
being
I go,
familiar
hey, Mr.
with
Blue,
it, it's no
check
trouble.
This out. And I do it like I cover my fucking.
You have got to teach me that one when we get out of here.
No, I put my tongue up to the fucking lock and I lick it. Yeah, I lick it.
Open. A little lockpick out of your tongue.
Damn. Yeah.
And as it opens, you see before you these kind of glowing stones with white flecks all across them.
Yeah, I close the door and I say, there's nothing in there.
Oh, okay. And I fly us back down to the ground immediately.
There's tints of orange as well, but for the most part, it's orange. Almost like... I like it has that fool's gold kind of shimmer and like bits of silver and gold flecked into it. And then there's as well bits of orange, similar to the sludge that you encountered earlier.
Like cheetah dust.
Yeah. Okay. So I take this bismuth and pyrite or whatever.
Let me check them. I know if they're
are
right.
Are these the rocks that you seek, sir? And I hold it out to you like this.
I don't know, Jerry, are they?
You're the
I mean,
fucking,
Brian.
You're the
you're
wizard.
The
I don't know
spell,
what they
but
are.
But I don't,
you're
like, how
am
I the
wizard?
Okay, that's
I,
red.
I go,
Mr. Red.
Okay, I go. Yeah. Let me look at these.
And as you taste and inspect them, the similar properties are there, but something doesn't feel quite right.
Oh. Wait, in order to properly inspect rocks, you should make your lazy eye come back. Yeah. That's how you inspect
go,
them. You hold them off
now
to the side.
I'll share a secret only you will know. Because
rock,
I'm yeah. very self-conscious.
Your rock finding eye.
I don't show it much. I go, and my eye uncoils and looks like, I don't know, way over there. And I go, now
and
I'll
I
use
just
my
scream.
Full magic. You scare me, I drop you. We're 50 feet in the air.
My face melts like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Freak.
I go, now. Terrific, his eyes
now,
pointing
and
in a
I
different
hold
direction.
The rock out, and my lazy eye recenters. It focuses on the rock. And I go, whoa, whoa, boing. This is a rock.
And as you go, oh, boing, the rock bursts.
No!
A loud bang erupts, and a flash accompanied by a loud whistling sound echoes throughout the tall, towered walls, surely alerting the guards.
But I farted at the exact same time, and hopefully it covered up the fart.
No, oh. Roll for it.
Give me
but
a
you
roll.
Farted on my it. Stomach.
Give me a roll.
Yeah, I was like, that was really loud. Maybe I can get away with this fart really quick.
Give me a roll. 10 or above to succeed.
Boom.
19. You wasted your 19
yeah.
on oh, fart.
Nobody
fart,
even has an idea there was a fart. For all they know, the smell is something that burst out of the stone as some kind of horrible,
stinky
flashbang to assault both sight, sound, and taste, in a sense.
It smells worse than the flashbang effect.
And it's a 19, so you know it's a so foul it's one. So it's just,
I was
like,
blind.
That wasn't just for the stealth. That was for the potency. And it's very clear that Norman has not been eating enough of anything that, you know, he's probably mildly lactose intolerant, but has been neglecting any kind of care or concern for it.
Mold.
Oh, it's awful.
Wow, this...
It's like you spilled a protein shake in your car and you forgot to wash it months later, and now it just, it's there forever.
Brian's muted.
I'm muted?
Muted for how long?
How long have I been muted for?
You haven't said anything in ages. I've been having to fill in your blanks, dude.
It's
killing me.
I doubt he was saying too much.
It's because I got streamer mode on.
So
streamer mode. What the fuck?
Okay.
Are you
so I couldn't hear. Dummy, I couldn't hear.
As the stone explodes and the bang and the smell of fart somehow fills the air, the whistling sound kind of continues and is loud and high pitched, and it definitely does not seem like a good idea to stick around.
Oh, but really quickly, I go, hey,
I gotta piss so bad.
The rocks that you were looking for. Do they explode when you pick them up?
Yeah, Arlo.
No.
You know about the rocks.
Oh.
No, these are different ones.
Oh, these are different rocks?
Yeah,
these
we have to stay in here longer and check more of these. These are fart rock, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Well, sulfart. These are sulfart.
I haven't been known to be a very, social person. I don't really know human or not human, but, you know.
Are you supposed to be so? Like, you don't have to be that guy. I think you're just a dude.
Oh, I'm just a dude.
You're
I
just
thought
a
I was
guy.
Like socially,
no,
stupid.
that's supposed to be Harlow.
No, Norman just doesn't.
No, Harlow's just got a gambling problem.
Norman just doesn't have like business sense.
Oh, okay.
Or like, yeah, he's just like a guy.
He's like a picture perfect worker, and like an excellent student or researcher. He's just not a good leader.
You're street smart too, you know. You
he's
got
a STEM student.
I'm not like a leader or anything, guys, but if I was a guard and I heard giant explosion, whistle, and smelled fart, I'd probably come investigate.
So we should hide in the lock boxes.
That bad.
How big are these lock boxes?
I
say?
Don't know.
There's
we need to know.
No,
we need to make like a banana split, guys. We need to get
are
the fuck.
How about we lock JB
out.
In one of these?
You could definitely fit inside
Try
of
me,
some of these lock boxes if you wanted.
I find one, Mr. Blue shaped and Mr. Yellow shaped.
But
we go into an astronaut. We should share one. And we go in there and you just hear...
I'm sure... Okay, so I scan the wall for one that is both Mr. Blue and Mr. Yellow sized, where they could both fit in there
guys,
at the same time.
Guys, we should
time.
Split up but
Give
also
me a roll.
Stick together.
Give me a roll.
Roll.
Yeah, together guys, they make should, green. Yeah, we should split up Scooby-Doo style.
Two and two.
Jet Cheetah.
D20.
Me and Jet Cheetah are going to bail. That's what we're going to do.
It's a three.
So you look around and you convince yourself that the two of you could definitely fit into this, but it is not.
Can I look for one?
It's like you're perceiving two gnomes fitting in there, which may work, but pitting you and Harlow in there would be a very uncomfortable situation.
I have shrink magic, and I shrink myself
magic.
To gnome size.
You don't got shrink magic.
Okay, I have transmogrification. I turn myself into a bird.
I mean, you're fucked, but yeah, you can do that.
I turn myself into a...
I have to piss really bad. Do you mind if I go pee?
I kind of have to pee, too.
Mr. Blue are going to continue talking.
Do you want to turn into a bird and attempt to hide in this kind of squished locker?
I don't want to be a bird. I want to be something more that could have sex with a gnome.
The more you're using this magic, you're definitely feeling more and more drained, in a sense. Like
fatigue.
Yeah. Not physically, but it's like you're getting... writer's block almost. Like you're having trouble coming up with new ideas the more you use magic, as though it's taxing your thoughts somehow.
Then I don't do that. I look for
You can't. You're competent. It's not going to just like whittle you to nothing, but it's definitely, oh man, I'm feeling this.
I have to go
do
pee.
Do you have any coke?
Do I have any magic enhancer?
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, so it's just me just and you Jet carry this on. Fuck. I should go upstairs and get some plantains. That's what I'm gonna do. That's the plan. Tane.
Where did everyone leave at? I kind of like just wanted to go pee pee.
Looking for hide or what's going on.
Basically, you know that somebody's gonna be coming. That was way too loud, and there are guards on duty. You guys were able to just kind of sneak your way in. You basically went in the front door. JB kind of smooth talked his way, and you were able to get access to this place without much notice.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, yeah, he seems like a really charismatic guy.
Oh, he is. Maybe. Well, why else are Norman and Harlow along for
I want something.
First of all, Mr. Blue, we're inside a building.
I'm the DM. I can call you by your government name.
You're not. Brian's the DM.
Brian's the DM.
That's the other thing. He's storytelling, but he's still just the character. Ultimately, the ref is the ref.
Well, I'm just saying, DM or not, as a character in the scene, Mr. Blue seems like he's kind of the leader of this.
Blue absolutely is the one who has the means to make this all possible.
Checking out the fan. Look at
Without Mr. Blue, there is no way for JB to make whatever his invention is.
He's laying right in front of the new fan.
I'm dying of heat over here.
He's taking all the clean air.
The air filter is going to suck all his dander off, and he's going to lose everything.
He's going to freeze in the winter. It's going to suck his undercoat.
He's going to absorb his dog soul. He was scared of it a second ago, and I moved it. Now he's face out the window.
Right. Okay, wait. We're trying to get into a safe deposit box that's roughly our size. But before we do that, really quick, I'm a guy without big ideas and stuff. I usually like to check with my homie first. And I go, hey, Mr. Red, should we be hiding or should we be
We should be getting the
running?
Fuck out of here. We should be leaving.
Okay, so let's... Oh. So
and also, I'm not, the greatest at,
either.
I'm, really, I can't see too good or whatever. What kind of fucking room are we in? Are we in, a hallway? Or are we in, a big maze of safe deposit boxes?
Massive kind of vault.
Yeah, right. What that was in the beginning of the description.
I'm self-conscious.
This narrator?
I just thought I should say something about
tall ceilings.
The only reason that's even put in there is for the later parts. Trust me, I thought the exact same loophole you're coming up with in the first 5 seconds. The only reason I wrote that line is for what comes after.
Loophole.
Yeah. Because I knew the first thing, me and Bizzle were sitting here for hours, I was like, dude, the first thing he's going to say is he's the wizard. Why wouldn't he be the leader? Because he's just got he knows all the shit.
Well, he is, basically.
So this is just a ploy.
Yeah. I am the leader.
Here's the thing, I guess, is you have your own motives. Because Harlow wants power, right?
Oh, fuck.
And so you, Harlow, can't do this by yourself. And a great way to do this is you've stricken up a business deal, with Mr. Red.
We overcomplicated this story.
I could do this with
too many ties.
Mr. Yellow Cheetah and I.
There's too many angles. Yeah, I got you.
No, it's fine.
Do I have a gun?
No.
You don't have a gun. You're a fucking...
You're a check my
pocket. So I huddle in next to Mr. Red, Mr. Blue, and I go, why the fuck is Jet Cheetah here? He seems to not have any purpose. He's just weird.
Jet Cheetah's opening boxes pretty regularly, helping you scan, and he looks way cool.
I'm sick of people talking shit of my roommate, Jet Cheetah.
He's the
best friend I could ever ask.
Is your roommate?
He's my goddamn roommate.
He's your gay uncle or
something. No, he's my roommate.
Jet Cheetah is
He has no stake in this. He's just a good friend, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jet Cheetah.
He is.
What are you getting out of this?
We don't like you.
What's wrong with Jet fucking Cheetah?
We none of us like you.
Don't listen to
this,
Jet Cheetah. I love you. I love you, Jet Cheetah.
Mr. Red just said you're a pussy and a bad roommate, and you don't do the dishes. But don't take it from me. Take it from him. He said
Jet Cheetah just shrugs and reaches in and pulls something out of one of the lock boxes.
He's got a gun!
He heads out the front of the vault.
Oh, see ya.
He's walked out.
Well, I guess you believe us.
He took something and he left.
But probably, I don't know.
I hold my rock finder And I pointed at him as he's walking away. What do I get?
Fucking dead. There's nothing.
Nothing?
Let him go.
Hold on. Oh. Let me turn up the volume on it.
No, there's nothing. This definitely didn't take whatever you're looking for. He took something else.
Oh, okay.
Probably some weird sex thing. That guy's a freak.
He's a freak.
He's your roommate?
Goddamn guy. I love him.
So, what's your college
him.
Like? Wait,
let's
hold on. I want to get some
guy.
Backstory.
Yeah,
I mean,
we got to escape. We got to get out of here. Let's move on, please. There's four
we
more, there's three
even,
more scenes. We need to get
scenes.
The fuck out of here.
Jesus Christ. We haven't even...
This is and what I'm talking here. About.
Oh, God. Okay, we leave. We leave. We go to the
we
next
get
scene.
Get the fuck out of here.
We're in two scenes from now.
I actually, the whole time we were taking a long time, I tinkered up a fucking Segway.
A fucking...
fuck.
He tinkered up a Segway, and I
yeah, I was gonna ride it out.
I magicked up a jetpack.
A magical rocket shoes.
Ooh,
hold on, I put
16.
My D20 in one of these pockets.
Does that mean my Segway works?
Oh shit!
Does
that
mean I
got a
Segway.
I got a 20. So
no, it's the Segway's too complicated. I didn't have enough moving parts. So I made a hoverboard. One of those like Segways without handlebars.
What happened?
Is she okay?
What? Wait, what broke?
No!
Oh my God! Oh,
the leg is shattered.
It's shattered
what
to
happened?
Pieces.
Why?
I guess he was by my dice roller stuff, and he was holding the little baby Duke
why
toy.
Why would you
I
put Bob near something as dangerous and chaotic as a dice roller?
I don't know.
On my stack of fireworks. Why? And well, the tip of his tongue broke off once, and I did something I thought kind of fun with it. I put it on my Snoop Dogg butt. So one of my four Snoop Dogs has a little tongue out. I think that's fun. But the leg! I don't know what to do with
leg.
That. I don't know how to
replace
spin that.
Snoop Dogg's leg.
Leg yeah.
Snoop Dogg slowly just becomes
Bob Goblin.
Pop hybrid.
Okay. Yeah.
Snoop Bob, but Pop with two B's.
That's a 13.
Well.
Okay, 13, 16, and 20.
20, yeah.
Not bad, guys. What'd you get, Cheetah?
Okay. So as you guys
Cheetah
go out
left.
The front as well, there's no sign of Jet Cheetah, but there
it's
are clear
cheetah.
Signs of the guards. And they look none too happy about your presence and go to restrain you.
I do the spell that turns a man inside out.
I don't think he's
done.
Hit him with a viscerate.
Explode him.
Mind blown.
JB darts through them, and because of his size and shape, is just able to kind of go
awkward to grab.
Beneath where their grasp is, and they turn their attention instead. Towards the other two, but much like JB, Norman's too small and
Mr.
too
Hill,
quick.
Don't remember me.
Flies through.
I'm a cyanide pill.
You just kill yourself.
Don't let them interrogate you. I'm making far too important.
He pulls on the string and pulls out a grenade pin from his stomach.
I've tinkered my body into a booby trap. Oh God, Norman, no!
He's gone.
I dive
guts.
Over his body grenade and we both go. We're both going to heaven where God, Jesus, our Savior, lives. He will accept you. Suicide, everything
so
about Christianity is real.
JB got away.
Except for suicide sending you to hell.
Wait, you guys like signed a suicide pact while I was gone. What the fuck happened?
Well, you fucking
get over here.
Out of there. Your dickhead roommate fucking left. What, didn't even say a fucking word.
Stuff?
Just took something and left.
I'm starting to think
spoons.
He's Jet Lion, the way he never tells the truth.
Yeah.
I say
great nothing. Communicator, this guy. Is this guy modeled after Choppa or something? He didn't say a fucking word. He just fucking walked in,
did you not,
grabbed some
did you
shit
look
and walked
at,
out.
Did you look at your visual aids?
Wait. The visual aids. Oh, yeah, the character.
Oh, yeah, he's like John Redcorn. I forgot about that.
Whoa, he's way cooler than John
God.
Redcorn.
Like John Redcorn
like
meets
Wolf.
Johnny Bravo meets Nightwolf.
I should have kissed his cheek when he karate chopped that stuff off my arms.
Yeah.
Had
well, he thinks
moment.
You're gross because you
yeah,
fucked up your shoulder.
I'm gross. Look at you. You look like a fucking crypt
like a
keeper
corpse.
Or something. Yeah, you look like a morticianer.
I've magic fix.
Now, I used the Flash's speed to run right past him.
But unfortunately, due to the drain of flying and levitating and using magic earlier,
bullshit! You said I was confident.
Very efficient, and the confidence is not enough. And the guards,
I have
unable
low...
to catch the smaller individuals, are able to wrangle Harlow to the ground.
Norman. Oh! Norman, use one of those rocks. Throw them. No. Kill us all.
Harlow was the one to grab one of those, and it exploded. Don't have any.
I thought I could do a Breaking Bad. And like, this isn't meth, and I throw it on the ground.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Like, the ones that you had in contact with you all, like, burst. It wasn't
I send
like
mind
while.
Schematics to, for you to tinker a gun. This isn't called a gun. Tinker
and
this.
He makes it in 1 second and shoots someone. Yes.
I 3D print a fucking ghost gun. No serial numbers. And I shoot up all the fucking guards.
Make a revolver. The casings won't go out. It'll be harder to identify.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, yeah.
So am I just caught by guards?
Yeah.
You're caught.
Okay, what? Well, I shit my pants.
I look in my bag.
I get to have merit over some of the things
I mean,
I do.
Are you like stopped now? You're not trying to exit anymore with JD?
Well, you said like we're basically a team. I thought we were encircled.
No, you went through. We're you and JD were able to make it past Red Rover style, but they grabbed.
Oh.
They
never mind,
grabbed.
I'm scot free. I look at Mr. Blue and I go, adios, amigos.
I go with my final magic ability. I shoot cancer into Norman.
And as I'm walking away, I go, fuck.
No, early, so we can still build a life to have it torn down eventually.
Oh, this feels like I might have ulcers in a decade.
And a little bit of schizophrenia.
One single cancer cell.
Right into my fucking brain stem. Brain stem cancer.
It will make you blind and stupid.
In 10 years, 25 years.
Awesome, yeah.
So am I dead? Did they kill me? I'll tell you everything!
Like you
don't
tackled.
Kill me! I'll tell you everything! I'll tell you every one of my accomplices. Just
they
don't
just,
kill me!
These are the hell name of all.
They've just
Mr.
grabbed
Yellow.
You and wrestled Mr. Blue to the ground.
I'll squeal!
Okay, Mr. Red! I hear him yelling about how he's immediately gonna give us up. Yeah. Should we turn around and like karate chop these guys or something?
Well, no. We come on. Look at us. We're not strong enough. We're gonna.
His name's Jerry Beetleman.
That's the last
I'll
thing we
tell
hear.
You more.
The door closes on him and we just leave.
He goes to Wizard University.
No, we can't tinker up like a fucking grand piano to drop on him or something.
This is now the guy in our party. This guy that just leaves his accomplice when there's only 5 guards. And were they normal ass dudes? I can't wizard blast them away.
I mean, they've got you pinned to the ground, and casting spells is a very draining and taxing ordeal.
Yeah, but his adrenaline's not up right now. He's getting held up by 5 dudes. I think this would be the moment.
Get your damn hands off me!
His mind is empty of ideas, as I said earlier. It's like he has complete block. A rational person, sure, if you had magic at your fingertips, perhaps would be able to do something in this situation. But he cannot think of a magic thing to do.
I can think of the names of my accomplices.
I go, hey, Mr. Red. As he's getting, this just looks like a Rodney King beating over there. There's just 5 guys wailing on him on the floor. Maybe he can't think of something to do.
Go, give him a tip. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Blue, float away.
Use your magic.
You ever thought of that?
Set him
float
on fire.
Away.
And it's as though...
No, I like my station in life.
I'm going to join them. I've always wanted to be a police officer. I'm turning a new leaf.
You just start jacking off. You love
one day I will arrest Jerry Beetleman and kill him. And there's a prophecy also.
We're going to add prophecies to every backstory.
Yeah. Oh, his prophecies. Penis is so small. It's so small and tiny. I can suck it right. I can make it form it with mouth magic.
Rehydrate it.
It's shriveled. I can blow new air, new life.
All right, go to the next scene. Leave me.
For the love of God, dude, it's already like 12. Bye, Arlo.
Hope you fucking make it.
Bye.
Hey, good luck.
Bye. See you guys.
And then what? Me and Mr. Red just we run away like Apocalypto. We zigzag.
Yeah, we make we're going back
guards,
to my.
You've
we're
gotten me.
Back.
Maybe you guys should get
we're
them
going back
now.
To my apartment.
What the fuck? Don't let them go. They got this stuff. I know. Look, I got nothing on me, guards. You, one guy could hold me down. The rest could get them.
We got some questions for you.
Okay.
They start dragging you back, and they load you into kind of a steel wagon, and you're sitting back there with another arrestee.
Hey, what's your name?
And I need Sam and Brian to mute.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, wait, we're getting separate scenes?
Do I need,
do I
need to be muted? Scene. I'm, like, omniscient in this.
No,
you have to know this part.
All right. How do I? Okay.
You have to deafen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know your memory. Why the hell would you know what happened in the paddy wagon?
That's true. Okay.
There you go. Right. So.
Deafen, Brian.
Not to be harsh, but.
Hi, what's going on? What's your name? I'm a wizard.
Ooh. It's not far. It's not far from here.
What are you looking for, those rocks?
There's a way.
Oh, what are you looking for? Travel?
The stones.
Oh, you're looking for the stones.
The stones.
Jerry Beetleman has them. Jerry does. Jerry and his friend.
The stones of power?
Yes, hold on. I'm trying to remember his name. I just use so much magic myself. Do you use magic?
Are you a member of the Cult of Hard Rock?
I don't know, really. I use so much magic, my mind don't work good. Listen, man, I'm just not trying...
You wouldn't be interested.
Listen, I've got no fault with you. You know, I like to get my power up, though. I'm sure you get it. You know, just obtaining power, obtaining magic, arcane power.
There's never enough.
No, truly. No, there's not. Well, Jerry Beetleman and, hold on, give me a second, his name is, Norman the Giant Carmichael, and, Jet Cheetah, they took him, and they left me out to dry, can you believe it? We should team up and kill him.
Power this city?
Oh, dude, we could rule the world.
Do you know how they power the city?
Oh, I don't know, probably power stones?
Yeah, they don't want you to know about it.
Oh, well, look at us, we're smart guys.
The stones.
Are you crazy?
Raw and ancient. I'm not crazy. A lot of people said I'm crazy.
I'm just asking.
But it's only because I know what they don't and what they're scared to see.
Fill me in.
I've looked it in the eyes.
What, stone?
I'll tell you. Not just any stone. And out there, the Cult of Hard Rock, they say they can mine it and that it has the same power in one stone that powers a city. Like this.
It's kind of like Infinity Stones or Hextech.
It's raw and it's ancient. This is something more pure and they can't handle it. And I know I can and they're scared of letting me try it.
Oh, shit.
But if they let me go, I know I could do it.
I've heard
the call.
Oh. You got a built-in rockometer. I mean, I would like to get my hands on them.
They call it the singing of the stone.
Oh, is it like a whistle?
It's something pure, untainted.
Like an angel's whistle from God, from Christians.
Yeah, that seems somewhat, the way you're saying it makes sense, but I don't know what you're saying.
The words I use are foreign, yes. Well, it's because I'm
but
so wise.
There, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Because no one's going to believe me anyway. Do you really believe me?
Yeah, man, I've seen some crazy stuff.
You're not talking about me.
I'm just saying I'm always game to learn more, you know?
Listen, man, the reason they're locking me up is they don't want people to know.
Okay, shit, yeah, let me know. I mean, then you would want to tell as many people as possible, right? Get the word out.
If you go outside the city, towards the west, There's an oasis. And you'll know it when you see it, because the stone there is like nothing in the area. And that's where they're getting the stones.
Oh, it's like a... I can't think of a good reference for this, but this is in media. Okay. All right. Well, shit, you want to... You got an escape plan or anything, or are you just going to kind of rot away? I expect to take this
long. Nah, they're just going to take us in.
Take us
normally
in.
Normally rough us up, probably, and then let us back out.
Well, shit, you want to stick together when we get let out? Maybe we turn this world upside down. Flip a stone upside down, you know what you can find underneath? Something new, something like you can find stuff under a rock. Lizards, salamanders.
You speak a little too deep for me, friend, but...
Well, shit, we could be like Penn and Teller or something, dude. I don't know. You do the brunt work, and I talk pretty. I don't know.
And as he goes into kind of a shaking spasm of unprovoked visions, the scene fades.
Well, he confirmed it. Jesus Christ is our savior in this world, and he's real. And he forgives. So, I'm not holding any grudges, forgets. Norman, that you left me there. I forgive you.
Norman at least wanted to do something. JB was surprising. I thought you guys were going to hide in the locks. I thought that would be dope.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to, but then Mr. Red was just so adamant about leaving.
Yeah,
which was a surprise to me. I thought he... his memory, though, right?
Yeah, I think he really, like... You know, hindsight's 20/20, but I think when you're in the moment, you're just so anxious to get to the next scene of life.
Dude,
I think that's what he's... He's like, we need to get out of here. We need a different scene.
I was not joking that he was... And it, you know, it's cute, but he was very nervous today. Like, when we did our hour of prep, he was like... Is this part okay? Dude, it's just...
We're going to try to fuck you over for what you did to Hugh's dad. I'll never forget.
I'll also stalk cut this. I'm not trying to, like, hamper Harlow. I'm just trying to add to the lore that using magic has this weird kind of psychic...
But not on Bob.
No.
Good.
I mean, but like
the unfatigable.
I was talking earlier about like concepts of magic, and I came up with the idea of the shallow and the deep, which are kind of like the two different layers to things.
Winds of magic.
And so, like, your cantrips and things all involve the shallow depths, and so it's like very fanciful, whimsical, easy. The deep is where kind of darker things
state
can manifest, or more powerful things, because it is the deepest depths of your hopes, dreams, fears, desires, etc. are what lurk in the deep. It's also where the most powerful magic comes from.
I've got to start... Damn! Excuse me! That came from the deep, you know what I'm talking about?
While we were talking and sucking each other's dicks, you guys might have felt it. A hand come up. Don't go anywhere without that.
He loves him so much. Norm can't get enough of him.
You're freaking me out.
And sometimes Jet Cheetah's like, no, I'm busy.
That guy's staring into the sun and I can hear it.
Gonna take my number one hoe, bitch.
He rubs it in and just a horribly uncomfortable patch down your back.
The compliment was sufficient, Lewis.
Starts going towards your butt.
That is cool. That's what I aspire to be.
What the fuck is going on? Can we ask
what's
to it?
What's my name?
His name is Norman the Giant.
Norman, who hurt you?
The quickly. Belly is just going crazy. I put on the chastity belt and my eyes are peering through the cigar
my
cutter
symbol.
Asshole.
I feel lighter than air.
I remember when I felt like a little school, you know, I felt like a little school girl might be really, really inappropriate. It's a boner on the back of it. What's going on?
He looked gummy.
Oh, yeah, so you would probably feel good.
Jerry, what do you suggest we do now?
You did your part, so now you owe me, all right?
What?
You know?
How does that work? Now I rise! Yeah, and I shoot blinding light from my body. Ah!